Hello, testing everybody. Brian here from quantlabs.net. Here we are on the good old dashboard here at cointracking.info. I wouldn't be able to show you this on the good old YouTubes because they don't like this kind of information regarding crypto trading. Okay, so we're now on Dailymotion, a French video platform that's been around. I can't say how long. It's been out there for a long time. Anyways, so here we are in the coin tracking info. My point here is I want to show you what's been going on here with the overall portfolio and stuff. We know about the big crash that we had in April to May. We've been building it back up. You can see here, right there, a portion of it in Kraken, actively trading. And that's kind of getting built back up. I'm still trading the test trading with the client. I've actually losing quite a bit of money from it with the weird bugs that can happen. I'll show you an example if I can find it. Don't know if this is today, 7:30. Let me see if I can find it. This was a colossal mistake right here. So right here, this thing was buying up blocks of $800 of coins with my account and eating it up. And then when it took a lot, couple of losses, like three orders of $800 or something, what happened was you lose money. Actually, I might have made money here, not much. But regardless, this is the sort of thing I have to clean up and debug in the client trading script just to prevent this sort of thing from happening. It's just as simple as having your enumerator when you're supposed to use a denominator or get those kind of reversed. Just simple things like that has these massive impact. And then you have, you know, a small account. Plus, you also have to sell off these BNB dust orders. In this case, I believe Binance looks like it took care of that automatically. But with Kraken, you have to do it manually. So unfortunately, it's just the way it is now with Kraken. Apparently, with Binance, they're cutting back on their futures operations throughout EU countries, some like Germany as well, was announced. So it's better to be on Kraken, which is regulated in the US, and a lot of people are saying they want to be only with crypto exchanges out of either Singapore, because they have very strict regulation, and as well as the US with the same. But here we are with crypto going on about liberation and stuff. So from an exchange perspective, it would make more sense to be on a regulated exchange to protect your portfolio. But where you reside and the implications on what you can trade, we've seen that with the code restriction that Kraken has. I don't think they want to put that in place, but it's the regulators, and they really affect Australia, Canada, and U.S. So just more reason to get out of those countries. And then still Europe and the U.K. are still doing their regulation as well. But from what I'm seeing, more and more folks are looking to places like Dubai, where I looked at it a couple of weeks ago, where you can set up foreign corporations for about $6,000. That includes a immigration card for Dubai as well. So they're becoming more friendly towards whatever corporation it might be. So there's that mind. And of course, it's zero tax as well. So we are seeing more of that. So overall, the crypto space is looking pretty decent. Even though you're not getting the crazy ass returns that you would expect, but with the methodology that the signals, the server's working really good, pumping out good signals, and then with the Python trading client script, which I'm modifying and going to have a new version of it out, I don't know when, but hopefully sooner than later. And that will have a good way to customize your code. I put in loads of safeguards in there. It includes things like what do we got in there? We got a way to pre-approve orders with just pressing yes for each trade. Obviously, that might not do well for an automated trader. I've put in downward protection to help minimize your trading loss if it gets out of hand. I've also put in a way to track your live trading P&L with Kraken for the day of your trading, so you can help in the risk management. I've shown that in my last webinar last Monday. That's a very critical topic to help enhance your profit on top of minimizing your losses. So there's a lot of things taking place. I'm more than convinced that crypto is a place to be. Kraken, there's lots of opportunities out there. And the Telegram channels are still pumping out some good things and all that. So I'm pretty happy with everything so far. And I'm going to pipe down now in this video. And as I said, I'm going to do another video on where everything's going with the private chat server as well in a separate video.